rapid action on that aid for Houston and Southeast Texas. A statue of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson will be coming down in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the Democratic mayor, Michael Signer, says it's become damaging to his community.
They clearly became magnets for people who were evil and people who wanted to turn us against ourselves and destroy a certain part of America.
The city council voting 5-0 to remove that statue from a local park in Charlottesville. A different statue, one of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee, was the focus of violence in Charlottesville last month when a white supremacist rally and some counter-protesters clashed, leaving a counter-protester dead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to help you out.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
President Trump on the ground in Puerto Rico meeting with victims of Hurricane Maria.
You've never seen anything like that.
No, no, no. Like we were in
never been anything.
Exactly, but Maria was the best.
Did you feel safe in the house during the hurricane?
Well, since it's concrete, we were safe.
The president is continuing to review the response to the storm and working with local officials to figure out how to better get aid into areas that most need it. The investigation is continuing into the shooting in Las Vegas, where 59 people are dead and over 500 hospitalized. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman says she's not going to give the gunman the attention he wants.
We're not going to dignify this miscreant and spend our time wondering about him, because that's up to the authorities and they will take care of it. But I'm concerned about the families and the 59 who we lost.
USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job, with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to help you out.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
President Trump on the ground in Puerto Rico meeting with victims of Hurricane Maria.
You've never seen anything like that.
No, no, no. Like we were
never been anything like that.
Exactly, but Maria was the best.
Did you feel safe in the house during the hurricane?
Well, since it's concrete, we were safe.
The president is continuing to review the response to the storm and working with local officials to figure out how to better get aid into areas that most need it. The investigation is continuing into the shooting in Las Vegas, where 59 people are dead and over 500 hospitalized. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman says she's not going to give the gunman the attention he wants.
We're not going to dignify this miscreant and spend our time wondering about him, because that's up to the authorities and they will take care of it. But I'm concerned about the families and the 59 who we lost.
USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You're going to be seeing pink all over the place in the month of September to raise awareness for breast cancer. Chris Barnes with more.
You will be seeing lots of people sporting pink ribbons and other gear this month as a way to raise awareness about breast cancer, the importance of early detection, and treatment options for those who find they have it. It's estimated close to 250,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with some form of breast cancer every year. Of those, roughly 41,000 will die. I'm Chris Barnes.
Testimony underway in the bribery trial of New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez. Yesterday, a former Medicare official testifies Menendez was hostile during a dispute about Medicare reimbursement policies. The official said Menendez didn't mention names, but it was clear the conversation was about Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen. The senator is accused of accepting free travel and other gifts from Melgen in exchange for political favors. Menendez denies wrongdoing. This is USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
The former CEO of Equifax facing a tough time on Capitol Hill today.
Richard Smith began the House hearing again apologizing for the breach that put 145 million Americans' personal information at risk and for the company's initial response to the hack.
In the rollout of our remediation program, mistakes were made, for which, again, I deeply apologize.
As he faced repeated criticism from House members, Smith said Equifax has now engaged the FBI in the hacking investigation, but he would not speculate whether a foreign government might be behind the cyber attack.
People who were vacationing in Las Vegas while the mass shooting was going on are returning home, and they're saying they're very happy to be home. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with some of those stories.
Vita Hernandez lives in Yonkers and was in Vegas celebrating her birthday when tragedy struck.
Keep thinking about everybody and everything, you know, like just the moment I see people shot.
She was relieved to get out. So was Arta Ocal, who was locked down in a Vegas hotel during the rampage.
There was a stampede of people coming through the door with the fear of God in their face.
Both relieved to have flown home Monday night through Newark Airport. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Former New York Yankee Derek Jeter now owns a baseball team. The Miami Herald reports the sale of the Miami Marlins closed yesterday with Jeter, co-owner Bruce Sherman, and former owner Jeffrey Loria signing the papers. Jeter and Sherman are expected to hold a news conference today to announce the sale. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to do Real Estate Matters. We got started a little bit late today. My apologies. It turns out they were doing some construction that was very noisy, getting the building repainted in the front and our offices in the front, and it ended just at 4, so I was able to come on. So before we get started, first thing I'm going to do is we're going to give you an intro to the weather, and I'm going to give you our weather forecast.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
So here's our official weather forecast. I mean, right now we're sitting at 72 degrees. It's about 10 degrees cooler than it was the last few days, with the exception of yesterday. And it's going to gradually build up and come back down. We're not going to get much out of the 70s. Might hit 80 on Thursday, but it's a sort of an Indian summer, late fall. It's not hot anymore, and it is really cool in the morning, which is really cool. So don't see any precipitation in the near future, so I'm not going to talk about it. Just expect more of the same. It's going to be sort of Groundhog Day. What you saw today is what we're going to have for the next 5 days or so. Before we get started, they've asked me to play a few paid commercials so that you can hear from some of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118.
So once again, it's Joe Peters, and we're here with Real Estate Matters. What I'm going to tell you over the next 45 minutes or so is not only what's happening in Hunterdon County and our sister county, Somerset, I'm also going to tell you why it's happening, and that's where I'm going to start today. We typically go through on a monthly basis what's happening in home sales, what's happening in interest rates, what's happening on the national and state job front, foreclosures, and then a recap. So let's start with home purchases. We increased our home purchases by 3% last month. That was August. And these numbers run probably about a month behind. It's the fourth consecutive month of increases, and it gives New Jersey a compound growth rate of 22% over the past 2 years. That's pretty good, considering we're short on inventory, which we'll get to. July's gain was the highest number of purchase contracts for that month in the past 12 years, and New Jersey sales have increased by 6% years to date. Activity has been most widely seen in the under 400 market, where the millennials and the people that the millennials are buying their houses from are doing most of their work. During the same period, luxury housing has shown an increase in confidence, and we're seeing even a little bit of appreciation there as well. Although I got to tell you, it depends where you're at and what price point you're at. At the same time, though, the number of homes being offered under 400,000 being offered in New Jersey in general has remained low and has recently decreased. The supply has decreased by some 6,500 houses as compared to a year ago, or minus 13%. And there are currently 30,000, 41% fewer homes on the market in New Jersey than what we had at our peak in 2011. Both of these are affecting our market. We could sell more if we had more. We could probably sell twice as much as we have today. And then secondly, if we're not selling more, it's sort of feeding on itself, and the next month isn't as good as it could be either. Current to increasing interest rates, combined with the fear of higher interest rates coming forward, and the Fed slightly loosening lending standards seem to be driving the current market activity. We're not, in the last 30 days, seeing increasing interest rates, but at the high end where the Fed is working, they have increased. I think the market has worked hard to bring them down to where we're compensating for the fact of having not enough interest rates. At the end of September, have recently hit another low for the year at 3.8%. I mean, the high was just over 4.25%. So we haven't had but maybe less than a half a point swing there. A 15-year mortgage is running us about 3.15, and 5 and 7-year mortgages are at 3.17. So depends on your mortgage, but a 3.8% 30-year conventional mortgage is unheard of in this time and age. Combination of their steadily rising interest and slowly rising home prices is a driving factor in the current market. And the Fed has already initiated several rate increases so far this year, and there's talk about being somewhere between 4.7 and 5% by the end of 2018, and 5.5 by 2019. The rate merely increases from 4 to 5%. We're going to lose 9% of our buying power. So you've got to take a look at that, coupling the buying power from interest going down with the prices going up almost 5%. We're above 4% already this year, and we're probably looking at a 5% increase by the end of the year. The job level. On a national level, U.S. reached full employment in May of 2014, but in New Jersey, it took us another 2 years to get it. We're in the Northeast trailing the rest of the country, and in New Jersey, we're trailing the Northeast. The unemployment rate, this is the U-free unemployment rate, is 4.4%. And on the economy, on a national level, it's probably hanging in there roughly at about 4.5%. New Jersey growth rate increased by 65,000 jobs in 2015, which was the best in 15 years. And at that pace, it was on track to recover all of the jobs lost by 2017, 3 years after the national level. And it's probably just about caught up at this point in time. Finalized numbers show that this number is more in a range of 59,000 in 2016. So 65,000 in 15, 59,000 in 16, And so far, we've got about 15,700 in 2017, and that puts us on track to add about 46,000. So every year we're adding a few thousand less jobs in New Jersey. That's taking its toll. We trail the nation, but we're on pace to add 32,000 jobs for the year and 59,000 added at 16. It's a 45% decrease. The unemployment rate has decreased slightly to 4.5, and the overall U.S., I had it backwards, New Jersey's 4.5, and the overall U.S. is 4.4. Still, consumer confidence seems to remain high. Foreclosures are another issue, though. When we look at foreclosures, we're seeing that the figure varies widely by local market. It's also impacted greatly by areas particularly hard hit by the hurricane. And that's going on 4 years ago already. Also, the rural and urban areas have a higher concentration of foreclosures. New Jersey still ranks number one at 4.2%, followed by New York, Louisiana, Mississippi, Maine, Florida, and Maryland, and Delaware. Nationally, this number is about 1.7, so we're almost triple what the national level is. In 2016, there were a 3% decrease over the prior year, and added an additional 71,000 filings as compared to 76 in 2015. In 2017, we're taking a look at about 74,000. So it isn't going down, it's going up. Recap, what does this mean to you? Consumer confidence is still high, and the attitude towards owning a home as part of the American dream is still positive in 8 out of 10 Americans. So that picture of owning a house to complete your American dream is still there. 24% of all homeowners are now millennials. That number could be a lot higher if we had enough lower price houses, which is where they're shopping at. Slow and steady growth in prices is forecasted for the next 5 years, an average rate of 5% being seen. We saw a surge in home sales, but not prices, in 2016 and early 2017, especially in the sub-500,000 market. We are plagued by not having enough inventory there, and we could do even better if we did. In 2016, we saw less than 1% rise in prices. But in 2017, prices have already risen by 4% and are on course to raise about 5%. We're seeing the most effect on prices in the under 400K market, and the first-time buyers and millennials are shopping there. Just over 600 market is holding steady, diminishing slightly. Once again, it depends where you're at. If you're in Reddington, Raritan, they're probably going up. If you're in Alexandria, Holland, they're probably going down. A lot of times, a 600,000 property comes onto the market, and it's competing with properties that really should be 700,000 but have been on the market for a while and are being marked down. We're also seeing people in their houses more than 10 years now shopping around looking to make a change. They didn't make the change over the last 5 years or so when they should have because the market was in question. But now that we're seeing a steady market, steady prices, steady increase in equity, steady interest rates, the people are out shopping, and we're also seeing a lot of that money going into business startups. Last thing that affects where we're at is we have minimal new construction. There's only, other than a few houses here and there, one or two construction projects going on in Hunterdon County, and one of them's 55 plus, which is on Route 22 in Reddington, and one of them's in the Over 8s, which is the Toll Brothers on Route 12. Net-net, as either a buyer or a seller, it couldn't be a better time. We still have low interest, pent-up demand, and both from a buyer and seller viewpoint, it's a very active market with increasing prices in the most popular price points. You can give me a call at 908-238-0118. We can take a look at how this works for you because it does matter. It depends where your house is priced and where your house is located geographically as to how these numbers are working for you. But what we're seeing is in Hunterdon County, we actually sold 150 houses this month, where we sold 170 last month. That's not bad for a month of September. We listed 226, so we have a total inventory of 912. 70% of the houses that we sold were under 500,000. 25% of the sales were in businesses, houses between 500 and a million, leaving about 5% over a million. But if you take a look at it, we had 2, 4, 6, 7 houses sold over 700,000. That's a pretty low number. Two areas in Hunterdon County actually had very few sales and had no sales at all. I've got the wrong sheet in front of me. I'm going to get the right one out. And those two were really one, Lebanon Borough. Lebanon Borough had no sales last month. And then if you look at the others, and we have 26 areas in Hunterdon County, we had 11 areas that only had one or two sales last month. Bloomsbury, Califon, East Amwell, West Amwell, Flemington, Frenchtown, Glen Gardner, Hampton, Lebanon, Milford, Stockton. Almost all of those are to the west. And a few of them are up towards the north and to the south of the county. The most popular areas in the county remain Clinton Township, where we had 19 sales, Raritan Township, where we had 28 sales, and Reddington Township, where we had 15 sales. These three areas comprised over 40%, and they usually comprise over 50% of our sales. If we take a look at the average selling price, we had an average list price of $450,000, and we had an average selling price of $397,000, about 12% less. Not average. A lot of times we see the selling price be a little over $400,000. It used to be up at $440,000, but prices have diminished a bit. And in order to get a true picture of where your house fits into that overall equation, we need to sit down and look at your statistics. Now, what happens if you look at Somerset County? Somerset County typically has about a 18 to 20% increase over Hunterdon County in values. For example, in Somerset County, and I'm bringing up the statistics to go with it, our average sale price was $460,000. Average list and sale last month in Somerset County were about the same, about $460,000. So we're about $390,000 in Hunterdon, $460,000 in Somerset. That's at 20%. It's really 30% last month when you take a look at it. It's taken 56 days to sell a house in Somerset County. It's taking in Hunterdon County roughly 83 days. So we're spending more time. We have a slower market. But in the Somerset County, when you get up to 600,000, 700,000, it doesn't slow down. We just keep selling. There's almost no drop-off in Somerset County. You're a county closer to New York. You're 20 to 25 miles closer, depending where you are in Somerset County, and New York is driving the market. On top of it, if there's a train station in your town in Somerset County, you have probably a 20 to 25% advantage over towns that don't have a train station. So what's happened here? We used to have a mass exodus through Somerset County into Hunterdon County, and we'd get to about Route 31 plus a couple of miles, and that's where we'd stop. Then we'd have some attrition. People would get divorced, pass on, move away, and we'd lose about 1 to 2% of people a year. We're still losing the 1.5% roughly a year that we always have lost. But we're not seeing the exodus from Somerset into Hunterdon the way we are. We're seeing the people actually stop along Route 287, and that's about as far as they're willing to travel anymore. What does that mean to Hunterdon County? That means we're losing people, and we're not replenishing them. That's a serious concern, because we're losing people out of Hunterdon County at both ends of the spectrum. We're losing seniors who are finding it more difficult to live here financially, and they're either going to Pennsylvania or Delaware or the Carolinas to find a lower cost of life, especially once they have no financial nexus to Hunterdon County any longer. And as a result, the seniors are most inexpensive people to maintain because they don't use the schools and they don't use these the other facilities such as the police and the social services the way we use in other age quadrants. We're continuously losing. And then at the low end, the millennials, especially those going on for a four-year degree, are slipping out of our county at the low level. The reason they're leaving, we don't have jobs for them here. And our average job in Hunterdon County is probably a $20 an hour job, just to use a round figure. That's about a $40,000 job. That's good work for a two-year degree, but it's not good work for a four-year degree. And what we're seeing are the students that are going on to 4 years of college, get their degree, moving to New York or the vicinity and living in one of the cities like Hoboken or Jersey City is more close to New York. It's a continuous problem. It hasn't changed in the last 3 years. It's just going on. And as a result of this drain at the higher and low ends, we're seeing a couple of things happen. We're seeing our population decrease, and we're seeing the higher end housing not sell the way it used to. And as a result, we've got a lot of people having difficult time with a house that they were counting on as their nest egg for retirement in order to get it sold and get that nest egg into its place. And in a lot of cases, they're either hanging on because they're waiting for the market to come back, or they're cutting their losses and moving on with less nest egg than they had anticipated. So that's what's happening. We're going to play a few more paid commercials and be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Let's talk a little about what's happening that's affecting the market. We're seeing quantitative uneasing happening, and it's that we're starting to decrease or reduce the $4.5 trillion portfolio of bonds purchased during the global financial crisis. This uneasing could have a major consequence on the housing market, as nearly 40% of the portfolio is made up of mortgage-backed securities, and the Federal Reserve started buying those in 2009. The plan will begin in October of this year for a reduction of $4 billion per month in mortgage-backed securities, and the pace of sales would increase by $4 billion each quarter to a maximum of $20 billion per month. During the housing crisis, the Fed's actions served to bring interest rates lower, lowering household monthly payments and encouraging investments in the housing market, and according to Fleming, who is the author of this. Now, however, the quantitative uneasing could have the opposite effect. Another expert agreed and said that the pace would be very slow as the Fed begins to sell off the mortgage-backed securities. So what we're saying is, as they sell the securities, the interest rates being bought down is not going to maintain the level that it's at, and we could see a float in the mortgage. Fannie Mae estimates that an uneasing could cause interest rates to eventually drive up a quarter to 0.4 points. And while Fleming explained that this does not have a significant effect on the existing homeowner, and it wouldn't because they already had their mortgage, it could cause the drop in additional first-time home buyers. Remember that the price of a home does not determine if it's affordable to the home buyer, rather than how much it costs each month to pay for the mortgage necessary to purchase the home. So quantitative uneasing is one issue. Another one that I uncovered, and I wrote a blog article, or I actually reposted it, I can't take the credit for it this morning, is what's happening with the proposed tax credits. We're calling them cuts, but what they're saying is what they're going to do as, and you've got to read the whole story, not just the headline, because if you read the headline, you'd get the sensational news that I think, depending on your belief, the biased or unbiased press is trying to sell us. But the headlines are saying we're going to cut the interest deduction. Overall, it sounds horrible. The interest deduction is probably the second largest deduction that we have. And until recently, the mortgage interest deduction was right up there with Social Security as a social sacrosanct that you couldn't touch. Backed by powerful National Association of Realtors and supported by middle-class homeowners, previous efforts to dismantle the mortgage deduction have gone nowhere. However, the Better Way tax reform from the Republican House Speaker Paul would essentially get rid of the mortgage interest deduction without policymakers having to vote to eliminate it. The plan would make its standard deduction far more valuable, increasing it from $12,000 to $24,000 for a married couple. That's a $12,000 increase. This would result in far fewer people itemizing their taxes. So interest not being deductible would change things, but what they're saying is we're going to offset it by adding in standard deductions being higher. So you got to read both sides of this, because it depends what works for you. At the lower end, it has very minimal, as a matter of fact, maybe a reverse effect, because if you're going to increase the deductions and you're not paying interest or you're paying very little interest, you're probably going to gain. At the middle end, you're going to see, and it's not a middle end, at the middle, you're going to see minimal effect because it's probably pretty much of a wash. But at the high end, you're going to get a lot of advantage out of it. You can itemize and deduct interest up to $1 million today on a mortgage and a home equity debt up to $100,000. The mortgage interest deduct is the third most expensive subsidy in a tax code, costing the federal government $70 billion a year. And what we're saying is if we make this change, it may discourage home ownership. Now, I think it's going to discourage home ownership if that's all you read, is that we're going to stop the interest deduction. You have to look at it as to how it affects your tax bracket. How much interest are you paying? How much will your increased itemized? You'd lose the itemized deduction, but you'd get a higher standard deduction. It may work out for you. And I think what we always hear from the party currently not in power is that it benefits the rich. From what I just read, I think it's going to affect the rich more than it's going to affect the other two, the middle class and the lower class. But it depends how it works for you. We're at the very early stages on this, and I think it's going to take a while for it to come out and be apparent to each tax bracket just what the effect will be on it for that tax bracket. Another thing we're looking at is, especially in Hunterdon County, and that's where I've got this program focused on, that we are short on inventory. And we're short on inventory in the area where we're doing the most business. And as a result of it, we're not doing as much business as we would like to be doing. And I'll give you a great example. If you go to a cocktail party and two or three of the people that you're talking to, your cluster of six, have bought a house in the last year or traded up, you're going to say, wow, maybe we should be trading up or down. But if the same two or three people can't find a house and aren't trading up, you're going to probably not think about it. It has an effect. It has a cause and effect relationship where if you're not hearing people are doing this, it's not going to cause more people to do it. And that's an issue. Once again, my name is Joe Peters, and I'm broadcasting today under Real Estate Matters. We're giving you the monthly report on what's happening in real estate, and I'm trying to bring you up to date on how it affects you in your particular market. Hunterdon County has 26 individual towns or municipalities. Some of them are pretty hard to tell apart from another. In other words, Clinton and Clinton Township almost look the same, but they're too different. And some of them are widely different, like Holland is much different than Alexandria, which is much different than Union, which is much different than Clinton. So it depends where you're at. But the one thing I can say in general is the further west you're at, the more difficult it is to sell a house. The reason for that is that people aren't going as far west as they used to. And if they do, they're not paying the higher price. They're going to the west to save money. So there's a combination of two things that affect your resale value on a house. One is where you're located at, and two is what price point you're located in. If we take a look at the houses that sold last month in Hunterdon County, we would see that most of them happened in the very, very popular price points. And those price points would be in the 200 to 400K. Even in the 500 to 600, we didn't do bad, but the 200 to 400K is where we're selling the houses, and that's where the millennials are buying. So let's talk about what it means to be a millennial. That's a term we hear every day, and I got to guarantee you 8 or 9 out of every 10 people don't know what a millennial is. A millennial is somebody who's probably in the real estate market between 25 and 35 years old today. 35 years old is probably getting towards the lower end of what our first-time buyers are. Sometimes we see them in the high 20s to low 30s, but usually millennials are waiting till about 35, 36, 37 before they buy their first house. And there's reasons for that. The first reason is job. I mean, what does it take to buy a house? You really need three things. You need a job, you need some credit, and you need some money. Doesn't sound all that difficult, but when you're a millennial and you have the peer pressure to go out and have an $8 dessert and a $12 drink, it's pretty hard to accumulate money. And the reason for that is millennials are making a fraction of what we earned when we were their age. I would say a millennial today, somebody between 25 and 35, is earning two-thirds of what somebody was between 25 and 35 20 years ago. Plus, they're probably not getting any stock options or any bonuses. So they're just earning less money. And jobs are harder to find. In effect, in order to find a job in Hunterdon County, interesting statistic I heard, I went to Opportunity New Jersey 2 weeks ago, and they said New Jersey is the highest state with millennials living at home in the nation. The nation is at about 43%, and New Jersey is about 53%. And Hunterdon County is the highest county in the state with about 57% of the millennials still living at home. So what does that mean? It's a result. It's a result of millennials not being able to find a job and not being able to afford the housing that we have offered for entry level here in Hunterdon County. So the first thing you need is a job. And you don't need a job pushing carriages at Walmart. I'm not picking at the poor guys that push carriages in Walmart. But in order to have a mortgage that pays a mortgage payment of $1,250 a month, you have to have a job that pays about $50,000. You're probably not going to find that job here in Hunterdon County. So you're going to have to go to Somerset to the east to find a job. You're going to have to factor in some commute money to get back here. And finding a job of that magnitude in Hunterdon County is almost non-existent, but if nothing else, difficult. So that's one thing. You need a job. Then you need a job that's of consequence, that pays enough money. So you need a good-paying job, a job that pays $50,000 just to buy a $1,250 mortgage or a $1,250 apartment. Number two, let's stay at number one when we're second. So how do we get around that? Because we don't have that much inventory out there in that price point. We get around that by several millennials getting together or a husband and wife-to-be joining forces, and they both earn that. Now they've got $2,500 spendable between them if they're both earning $50,000. That's how we get around it. It's pretty hard to do on one salary. Number two, you need good credit. Now, good credit means we have percentages that are used as a mortgage standard throughout the country, and they're called front-end and back-end percentages. And that's where we get the $1,250 from. If you take $50,000 and divide it by 12, that's $1,250. And $1,250 for every $50,000 is not a lot of money when you go out to rent or buy a house. So you need a job. You need a job that pays good money. You need to have some credit. And the way you have credit is you pay your bills on time and you don't have too many bills. And the front-end ratio is 30%. So if you took the $50,000 divided by 12 and multiplied it by 30%, that's the $1,250. I left one number out of that last equation. $50,000 divided by 12 times 30 is $1,250. 30% is all you can afford. And on the back end, because you're going to have some school debt, probably, you're going to have a car payment, probably. You're going to have a MasterCard and a Visa, probably, or other commitment like a gym membership. All of that can up to 43% of your gross. So good credit means not only do I have a job, but I have good ratios on front end and back end. And those ratios have to be between 30 and 43%, depending on whether you're looking at the front end or the back end. That qualifies you to get a mortgage. Third thing you're going to have to do is have some assets. You're going to have put some money aside in order to buy a house. And the round numbers I like to use, closing expense is somewhere between 2 and 3%. And then you're going to need at least 3 to 5% down payment. The more down payment you have, the cheaper the mortgage is. So if you have... And the statistic I read on millennials, because I'm not picking on them, I'm just telling you what is happening, is that 90% of the millennials believe they want to buy a house. But 80% of the millennials only have $5,000 accumulated. $5,000 is not enough money to buy a house. If you were to go out and buy a $200,000 house and you need 3% down and 3% to close, at 6%, of two, that's $12,000. You haven't even got halfway. So let's go through the factors you need again. You need a decent paying job, you need decent credit, and you need some funds. Without those, you're not going to buy a house. Now, let's say you're fortunate enough to have secured a decent job, you've taken care of your credit, and you've saved your money. Now you want to buy a house. The next thing that you bump into is that there's no houses available, or very few, or they're not at the standard that you think you would like to have the house at. So what you wind up doing, if you're in Somerset County, and I bring a lot of people across the border, is maybe start looking in Hunterdon County, because it's a little less expensive. As I said earlier, it's about 20% less expensive than Hunterdon County. Also, if in effect, you're looking for a house and there is no house, maybe you're going to consider renting. But we have less than 2% vacancy on rentals. There's no rentals available. And on top of that, if you were to go out and look at a $1,250 rental versus a $1,250 mortgage, I could probably show you how to buy that for about $900 a month. It's cheaper to buy than to rent, as long as you had a decent paying job, some credit, and some money. If you don't, you're going to rent. And if you're going to rent, you're going to have a really tough time because we don't have a lot of rentals out there. That's what we're faced with. That's Hunterdon County. Now, still, we have 24% of all of our houses owned are now owned by millennials. Millennials will buy 10 million houses over the next 8 years. Millennials are going to buy better than half of the houses that we have to offer. Yet they're going to buy them at a lower end than we're probably thinking about selling our house at. So if you're thinking of selling your house and you're at $400,000, and if you're thinking your millennial is your buyer and they're thinking $200,000, we have a gap that's bigger than we can cross. You're not going to come down that much. They can't possibly go up that much. It's a mismatch. So what we need to do is several things. We need to find more workforce-level housing in Hunterdon County, sort of what we saw back in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where they built houses that people that were working could afford to buy so that you don't have to earn $50,000. Maybe at $35,000 you can buy your first house. It would be above what's affordable housing today because that has a federal restriction put on it, which changes by county. But it would be below what we're pricing today at $1,250. If we had people, if we had housing at $900, we have buyers that could afford it. They can't afford it at $1,250. They won't be able to afford that for a few more years. So there's a gap there as well. So I think that's what I'm saying is we have our challenges cut out in front of us. We're one of the most beautiful bucolic counties in the state to live in. We have a very high level of taxation. We have a very low level of inventory. We have a limited level of income for our average inhabitant. And when they go out to buy a house, they can't find very much in the price range that they're looking for. Most of the people buying a house in Hunterdon County are coming in from Somerset County or to the east because we're a little less expensive and we're a great place to live. But if we're looking at somebody getting out of dad's rec room after 10 years. They're probably now 7 or 8 years out of college. They hopefully put some money aside and have decent credit and are now earning a decent. We have a very limited set of choice of inventory for them. That's what our situation is. We need more workforce housing. We need more moderate-priced housing that is above the affordable housing or state-mandated income levels. And we need to be able to, as we develop jobs in Hunterdon County, have places for the jobs that we develop, people to live in. And that's one of our biggest issues. Let's say we develop $150,000 jobs. We'd also have to develop $1,250 mortgages. Or they're going to have to rent, and we don't have any rentals. So they're going to go to Somerset County or to the east in order to find that rental. And pretty soon we're going to find out that, why am I coming all the way to Hunterdon County? This work over here actually pays a little better the further east you go. And we've sort of let the air out of our balloon. We've got jobs, but we don't have housing. They go hand in hand. I know one of the fellows that is involved in both counties say that jobs create housing and then housing creates retail. Quite honestly, at very worst, I think jobs and housing are equal because without affordable housing, we're not going to be able to have the people that take our jobs live here. And if that is the case, what I described in the last 2 minutes is going to take place. They're going to head back to the east. Anyway, this has been Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker. I cover all of Hunterdon County and all of Somerset County. And I live right here in Clinton. I'm a proud Hunterdon County and probably going to be here for the rest of my life resident. Yet I do a lot of business, about 50-50 in Somerset County and the balance of it here in Hunterdon. I'd be more than happy to help and talk out your situation, whether you're a buyer or a seller. And I can be reached at 908-238-0118. I'm employed by Coldwell Banker, and I've been in the industry about 14 years. I've sold several hundred houses during that period of time. And I'd like to help you sell yours or find one to buy. Just give me a call, 908-238-0118. I'll see you next week, and I appreciate you tuning in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Every death is a horror. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of.
President Trump praising the governor of Puerto Rico for his nation's preparations ahead of Hurricane Maria, which he said saved countless lives. The president said the work needs to continue, but he praised the governor of Puerto Rico for not playing politics and putting his island's residents first.
Right from the beginning, this governor did not play politics. He didn't play it at all. He was saying it like it was.
Las Vegas authorities still trying to figure out how gunman Stephen Paddock smuggled an arsenal into a hotel suite before Sunday night's deadly rampage. Police say Paddock wasn't detected by security or housekeeping for the 4 days he was at the hotel. Police are also looking into Paddock's girlfriend, wondering why he transferred her $100,000 to the Philippines just ahead of the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Nobel Prize for Physics has been given out, and correspondent Chris Barnes tells us who won.
The 2017 Nobel Prize in Physics going to three scientists who found proof of what are called gravitational waves. MIT professor Rainer